From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Twitter verification. Now, you too can apply for that coveted blue check mark. The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. At WSJ Tanya on Twitter, I am missing that blue check mark next to my name, but perhaps I will apply for verification, and you can too, because Twitter has opened those doors up to the general public. You can now hit them up, apply, and give yourself that social media cachet that you've always wanted. Joining us now to break it all down is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So, thus far, what has the protocol been like in terms of how Twitter prioritized verifying accounts?
It's been kind of invisible to most of the world. Twitter has had a team inside of its company that would reach out to influencers, to celebrities, to journalists, to brands, and go about verifying people. So you kind of got tapped on the shoulder by this, invisible hand or something like that.
I didn't realize they reached out. I would always think that celebrities were kind of following them around, but that's interesting.
Yeah, sometimes it would go both ways. If you knew someone, who knew someone.
Twitter.
You know, there are, of course, evangelists inside the company who will go out to big brands and big corporations and newsrooms and, try and get them to use Twitter. And then they'll, of course, set these sorts of verification things up. But it's always been kind of like this somewhat, a hidden process from the public anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's all changing now that anyone can apply online.
Now, what led to an official opening of the door, shall we say, in this way? Anything specific? Any thought behind that?
Yeah, what Twitter is saying is that by opening this up and making this process more public, they're hoping that more people who consider themselves to be creators, musicians, artists, mm-hmm. And of course, what everyone refers to as influencers, bloggers and YouTube personalities and stuff, will take this up and get verified, and that they think will be a way to connect with broader audiences. Now, the reason why they're arguing that this will allow those sorts of people to connect with more folks is it's just a little, kind of seal of authenticity that Twitter issues out that says to anyone who's looking at the account that, yes, the person who this account claims to be is actually running this account, or the brand that this claims to be is actually this brand. And it gives it a little bit more credibility. And Twitter's hoping that will result in more people following, more people engaging, more people using its platform overall.
Okay. And I can't imagine Twitter users didn't bum rush the door, because there's something about that coveted blue check mark that, I don't know, it seems very appealing. Has the reaction on Twitter sort of followed suit in that regard?
Yeah, a lot of users are tweeting about applying and seem to be interested in it. I think a lot of folks might be in for a little bit of a letdown, since in order to get that little blue badge with the check mark, you do really have to be some sort of public figure or big brand. So, from what I saw, there's a lot of folks who are just regular people, and they might get turned down, which might not feel great. But it seems like there's a lot of interest out there. But there were also some people that felt like it was all kind of silly.
Yeah. One thing that seems to come up for Twitter lately, it seems, now that they're a little longer in the tooth, shall we say, is that it needs to stay relevant, right? Is that factor at play here as well?
Yeah, this is one of many smaller kind of evolutionary steps that Twitter has taken over about the last year since Jack Dorsey came back as CEO. He was one of the company co-founders. So they did this. They've been making some changes to how people report harassment on Twitter, because that's a major, major issue. Mm-hmm. Recently, they allowed folks to add stickers on the top of photos that are shared on the social network. And they've been curating tweets into a feature called Moments to kind of make Twitter a little bit easier of an app to use to discover what's happening in the news. Mm-hmm. And they're live streaming television shows and sporting events as well. So they're really making a lot of smaller changes to really make everything easier to use, not so tough to figure out, and that's really kind of a bid to stay relevant. It's both trying to re-engage the people who are already there and hopefully attracting more people into the service.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's get down to business, onto the basics here. So you want that blue check mark. Where do you start? What's your first step?
Yeah, so on Twitter's Help Center website, you can actually apply for this. There is a unique URL you can use as well. It's verification.twitter.com. And there you simply put in your username for the account that you want to try and get verified. And then it'll ask you for up to five links that show that you are who you say you are in other places on the internet. So I actually didn't have one of these little blue check marks. I applied myself, and I put some links to some stories I wrote on the Wall Street Journal, my LinkedIn profile, and my Facebook page as well. And then you have to have a few things in there as well. You have to have a confirmed email address and phone number associated with your account, which you can add in the settings. Mm-hmm. And then you have to have a profile picture, a header photo, and your tweets have to be shared publicly.
Gotcha. And do you have that check mark just yet, or is that a wait-and-see kind of thing?
I haven't been approved just yet, so okay. I still am badgeless, but who knows? It could happen in the next day or two.
That's the hope. Nathan, thank you, as always, for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.